This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior.
We're back at Costco, the front gate, because we just had a good friend come in, Darcy Caskey, right?
Hello.
Darcy's an instructor over at Fengjiang University, the International Trade Department, so we're all coming over here to have some fun. And you've told me before you've been to Costco up in Taipei.
Yeah, it was never this busy though, of course.
But you told me it was busy. So it's never this busy?
Actually, it's very busy on weekends.
Something like this, just packed in, going in?
Yeah, usually you see lots of families and surprisingly a lot of older people as well.
Well, that's what I'm seeing in the line, you know, because I saw a lot of foreigners, of course, have shown up. But I just think Taichung doesn't have that massive number of foreigners as Taipei does, right? It's not that international city. But I've seen a lot of older people. I've seen right here, we're looking at some people in their 50s, 60s and older. There's a lot of family-oriented people.
And they're dressed up, kind of, to come out for the event.
Well, I think that's typical Taiwanese, actually, when they go out, even when they go to the department store, they got to look nice. I mean, you wouldn't want to be embarrassed. You know, it's kind of like back home, when your mother used to say, don't go out without your underwear on, right? Taiwan, you gotta wear something good, right? So you just got over here, and so you're impressed, shocked, surprised, or what?
I'm shocked the three blocks that way. There's a huge lineup on the road. There's policemen directing the traffic.
Yeah, in fact, when I came in this morning at 8, the road on Wenxin Lu, that's like two blocks up, was already blocked up. And I said, what's everybody here for?
Yeah, it's a Friday morning. I'm surprised everyone has time to skip work to come here.
Well, it is a Friday morning, but as I was saying the other day, Taiwan has a really busy lifestyle, but for people who work a lot of hours every week, I see them out shopping a lot.
Yeah.
So there you go. We've got a lot of shopping style going on here. In fact, last night I was checking out some of the blogs, and a lot of Chinese local bloggers blogging about it. You checked out some?
Yeah, I was looking at it, and people have been waiting for this for years, I think.
Years, yeah.
When I was in the Kaohsiung store, the workers there would tell me that there's a store opening up in Taichung soon. That was years ago.
Years ago, right?
This just shows that there's not... I don't know if there's much for people to do in Taichung if they have to come out to an event like this.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, it's not the most exciting city, I guess, as far as those kinds of things go. But anyway, this is very interesting. It's turned out this way. I was reading the blogs, and it seems to me like a lot of people who talk about Costco have been people who have been overseas. And then they come back and they say, hey, I really want to go there again. I want to be there. And then a lot of other people, they just like to get a lot of foreign stuff, it seems like. Because basically, what is Costco in Taiwan? You know, I've never been to Costco in Taiwan. This will be my first time.
Yeah, I think you'll be surprised when you go in there. When I've been to the other stores in Taiwan, maybe a lot of these older people have huge crates of like salmon and just very Western things that you wouldn't. Like
so in the store, we can
milk.
Expect that a lot of the stuff's going to be very much like the American selection or the Canadian selection.
Yeah,
a lot of stores in Canada.
It's a little bit localized.
It's got
some localized stuff. But if you see people coming out, it looks like they're experimenting maybe with foods that they haven't tried with before.
That's a good point. You know, that's an interesting one. We're going to talk to Dr. Stanworth later because this was Costco's problem. Costco had a lot of imported stuff. People don't know what to do with it. Carrefour is taking the opposite direction.
They've become super localized.
And they know that people are interested in the foreign stuff, but how do they handle that? They just take anything they have, like Oreos, put it in a foreign section, and that's your foreign section, you know? So this store is going to really be the foreign thing. So you're looking forward to it? You got your card with you?
I got my card.
You got your Canadian card, or what?
Yes, I got it in Kaohsiung.
You got it in Kaohsiung. So back home, do you just use your family's card? That's what I always do. I just borrow
my sister's card. My Kaohsiung card works there.
Oh, so you can take your Kaohsiung card back to Canada.
But it's always a hassle because they don't know how to enter it in the register at the till.
Those Chinese characters will screw you up, that's for sure. That'll confuse you back in Canada, in America too.
One thing that's interesting though, that this is just Friday morning. I'm sure this weekend, and maybe for a couple weeks, it's going to be like this.
Well, that's pretty typical actually. I mean, you get new stores that are kind of got a high profile. The first day, a lot of excitement. They generate a lot of the Zernal kind of feeling. You get a lot of lines. And then every weekend for a while, but then a lot of stores just drop off, right?
Goes,
you know, there's a Mr. Donut over at Fengjiang now.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I've seen the lineups, and now there are none.
There's none, right? Yeah. I've been observing it. It's near my house. I go out there. I've got consumer cam out there a lot. We're watching it. At the beginning, there were lines, but then, you know, these days, the lines have died down, and there's hardly any. But if you still go up to Tenmu, right, there's still lines up there in Taipei. So that's what I'm always saying, you know. In Taiwan, it takes a line to get a line, right? You need a line. And we got a line today, right? You were talking about a lot of people waiting to come here, Darcy. I think there's probably one other store a lot of people are talking about coming to Taichung.
And I can guess that one. IKEA.
Yeah, right, yeah, okay.
That opened up in Kaohsiung last year, and it was the same as this. Huge lineups around the block. It was right near the Kaohsiung Costco, and I was near there. And we drove around trying to find a parking space, but we couldn't find one, so we just left.
That's a tough one, yeah. So are they doing well there, you think?
But it's like you said, it was lineups there for a few weeks, maybe even a month. But now you can go in, there's no lineups, no problem. Although I think a lot of people do go shopping there. I've been on the public, well, not the public buses, but the private buses between cities in Taiwan. I've seen like young students and stuff with IKEA stuff or stuff on the bus.
Really?
Taking it back up to Taichung or to Tainan or somewhere.
Interesting, because you know, that kind of furniture stuff, you can get it so many places in Taiwan. Personally, I would think that would be a hard sell, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very fashionable, and I also saw a lot of local blogs mention IKEA and say, hey, when are they coming to Taichung?
I think their image works really well here. I think it's very popular amongst the younger
generation. Very interesting idea. You know, I think they had plans to come here, and I heard on one of the blogs I read they're canceled. I don't know what the deal on that is. Taichung, you know, it's a strange place. It has super retailing. You know, we have more department floor space here than all of Southeast Asia outside of Japan.
Yeah, and I hear Taichung has the highest consumer spending ratio in all of Taiwan.
That must be you. You've been buying a lot of stuff lately, I know that. Okay. All right, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks, Darcy.
All right. Meow, 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 meow